It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The National Wheelchair Basketball Championships, they get underway tomorrow at UW-Whitewater. 11 universities participating in the men's intercollegiate tourney, including UW-Whitewater, whose wheelchair athletics program was founded 50 years ago. Colin with questions about playing wheelchair basketball, the intensity, the athleticism of the sport, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jeremy Meyer is on the UW-Whitewater wheelchair basketball team. Jeremy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hello, how are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. Jake Williams here as well, first year as head coach of the men's program. Jake, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Hey, glad to be here.
Well, Jake, let's start with you. UW-Whitewater having national tournament titles to its name. How are you feeling about your prospects in this year's tournament?
We have a lot of talent on our team, and so I'm honestly feeling pretty good about our situation going in. I think we got a lot of favorable matchups, so I'm feeling really good about our chances to win it.
Jeremy, what are your goals for the tournament? How are you feeling?
I'm very optimistic. Ultimately, the goal is to be cutting the nets down at the end of the weekend. But as Coach just said, we have quite a bit of talent on our team and a lot of favorable matchups that should go our way as long as we kind of stick to our game plan and play as a team.
Jake, give us a little bit of your backstory and the experience you bring to the team as head coach. Can you talk about that?
I started playing wheelchair basketball in, I think, 2008 played in college for 5 years. I went to Whitewater. And then after college, I went overseas to play professional wheelchair basketball, and I've been over there for the last 7-8 years. And during that time, I've also been on Team USA for the last nine years as well. So we ended up winning 2 gold medals in Rio in 2016 and in Tokyo in 2021. So I bring a lot of experience from the international game and the way that is played. It's very fast. It's very fast paced, and you have to make a lot of quick decisions. And a lot of the onus is really on the players to make plays. And that's kind of the way I want, and I have been coaching the team.
I wonder, I've always wondered, how does dribbling work in the sport? Because there's the wheelchair and there's the basketball. How do you make sure those two are kind of in sync?
Yeah, like anything, I think it takes a lot of practice. So the dribbling rule is you can dribble one, or you have to dribble one time for every 2 times that you touch your wheels. So I can take 2 pushes and then dribble once. And if I take 3 pushes, it's traveling. So it's kind of like 2 steps, 3 steps in a B ball. So like anything, it takes practice, but it was definitely a different experience when I first started playing. I think the ball was going off my wheelchair a lot. So, but you get better for sure.
Jeremy, do you remember that effort to get the timing right in dribbling and how that worked for you?
Yeah, as Coach Williams said, it took quite a bit of practice. I remember quite a few times dribbling the basketball and, it's coming right off of my wheel or right off the front of my wheelchair. In wheelchair basketball or any kind of basketball, you like to try to keep your head up while you're dribbling. And I think that was the hardest part, is kind of just getting good with, like, your orientation of your wheelchair and where your arms are pushing and dribbling and all that stuff. But as you practice, it becomes a little bit more of like a second nature because you get so used to where everything is positioned.
Jake, you mentioned just your history, your resume, if you will, and just high levels of play. And, as head coach in your first year, you do still have fresh eyes, even though you're alum of UW-Whitewater. What do you think of the program at UW-Whitewater for wheelchair basketball? What are its strengths and challenges?
The program at UW-Whitewater has historically been kind of like a basketball factory. and producing a lot of good players that go play overseas and that go play on Team USA. So I think the culture that's been set up over the 50 years at UW-Whitewater is one of the best in the nation. And so I think that I've walked into a situation that has been really, really great. Just like, on the USA tryout list, we have 7 guys that are alumni or currently playing on the team coming up in April. So I think the culture is still there. And I think it's a very great, great situation full of guys that want to work hard and that want to win.
Basketball Factory, I'll always remember that reference to UW-Whitewater. And I wonder, is it because it's the program has been around for 50 years, a half century? Does that help it just become way more established than other programs? Is that the norm?
That's part of it. And I think a byproduct of that is a lot of alumni have come through and still support the program in a very big way. We still have a lot of alumni that work on campus and that live in the Whitewater area that help out with the program. And so I think what makes it special is that all the alumni want to see the Whitewater team succeed. You know, our game on Thursday is going to be full of alumni. And so I think that's what really helps with the culture. And I think that's what keeps the programs still buzzing.
Jeremy, what does it mean for you and your teammates to have this new head coach who's competed at the highest level of competition in the sport?
It's pretty awesome. It allows us to see kind of a new and more modern perspective of the wheelchair basketball game. I'm sure it's, you know, kind of a cheat code, I would say, being able to have somebody who is as successful overseas and internationally to be able to come back and kind of, you know, give us his tips and tricks on how to be better at basketball. And kind of like you said, it allows us to keep that competitive nature and culture that Whitewater has, you know, been known for alive. So I think that's a pretty awesome part of it.
I want to pick apart a more modern perspective. What does the new era of wheelchair basketball look like to you?
I think from what I've kind of seen and been able to play, like, it's a lot more fast paced than I believe it probably used to be. I would say in the past, like, 50 years, like, the equipment's changed, the level of physicality and all that stuff. So with new equipment and newer wheelchairs, it allows you to turn quicker, push faster, and able to probably do a lot crazier moves in your wheelchair than you would have been able to 50 years ago or so.
Jake, have you seen the evolution of this game in your time with it?
Yeah, a little bit. I kind of started late. So I started in 2008, 2009. But even since then, I've definitely noticed that the technology in the wheelchairs has gotten a lot better. And also at the highest levels of wheelchair basketball, it's changed from about 10 years ago, because you have to have players on the floor that can do everything, that can pass, that can dribble, that can shoot. You can't just have specialists on the floor that can only do one or two things anymore. So if you want to be successful, you really have to have 5 guys that really are well-rounded and can move their chair, can pass, can shoot at a high level. Because I think the game, like Romy said, it's a lot more fast paced, and it's a lot more of you have to make quick decisions. And so that's what I've noticed in the past 10 years.
Jake Williams, head coach of the men's wheelchair basketball team at UW-Whitewater. Jeremy Meyer is a player on the UW-Whitewater team, transferred in from University of Nebraska, Omaha. Join in with your questions and insights on the fast-paced sport of wheelchair basketball, your connections as a player or spectator, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The National Wheelchair Basketball Association hosts the Men's Collegiate Championships at UW-Whitewater with tournament bracket play set to get underway tomorrow morning. Women's Collegiate Wheelchair Basketball Championship was won Saturday by its host team, the University of Alabama. Join in on all aspects of wheelchair basketball, what you wondered about the sport. 800-642-1234. UW-Whitewater Men's Wheelchair Basketball Program head coach Jake Williams is here, and player Jeremy Meyer stays with us as well. Jake, we heard from Kenneth in Beloit called in, and Kenneth wonders if you have to have a disability in order to play wheelchair basketball. Can you explain?
Yeah, so that's a good... question. So as of right now in the college division, you don't have to have a disability to be able to play in the intercollegiate division. And everywhere in the world, you don't have to have a disability to be able to play as well. Here in America, in the NWBA, you kind of have to have a disability because they don't allow ABs to play yet, but there are some tournaments like
ABs meaning able-bodied players.
Yep. Okay. Yep. With no disability. Yep. Mm-hmm. I know there are some tournaments like my old boss Keith Wallace in Illinois. He runs a tournament and a league where ABs are allowed to play on the court. I would say you don't necessarily have to. A lot of my friends have played before without a disability, so I think we're definitely moving in that direction.
Jeremy, what are your thoughts on this debate, a long-running debate, over whether able-bodied players should be allowed to play the sport in a kind of reverse integration? Where do you stand on that issue?
I'm a pretty big supporter of that idea where we allow able-bodied individuals to come and try our sport, and, you know, I think it allows able-bodied individuals to really see us for the, you know, competitors that we are. They don't see us as kind of like a charity case or like, you know, the whole like sympathy aspect where they feel sorry for us or they think we're these huge inspirations. I think allowing them to play our sport bridges that gap of empathy to where they no longer see us as inspirations and like these charity cases, but they see us as actual competitors who take a sport seriously and are training at a high performance level like any other able-bodied athlete does.
Let's bring on a call now, Lisa in Milwaukee. Lisa, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I love that you guys are talking about this. This is amazing. And I didn't know my nephew had an accident about 2.5 years ago. He's 30 years old now, love playing basketball. But I want to show him you guys' program. Maybe is it too early for him to start practicing to get involved in this?
So what does training look like? Jake, can you field that?
Yeah, so I think it's never too early to start. I mean, I think I started playing about 2 months after my accident. The main thing, if he's never played before, I would say just try it and just enjoy the game. You can always train later, but just enjoy the game to start out. And that's my advice to him.
Jake, I think it's remarkable, and I hope we can shed a little more light here on your story. When you were hit on your bicycle and recovering in the hospital as a 16-year-old, you were visited by a member of the UW-Whitewater wheelchair basketball team. Can you tell us a bit more about that story, how it changed you in that moment?
Yeah, that was kind of a coincidence. So when I was in the hospital after my accident, one of the members that was on the Whitewater team, Chris Ocon, we just happened to have the same doctor, and he was there for an appointment, and his father also worked with mine. And so obviously when everyone at my dad's work heard about my accident, He was like, hey, well, my kid plays wheelchair basketball and he got hurt too, so maybe I can go send him to talk to him. And so he came up one day and he started talking about basketball and all the benefits, and he gave my number to a local junior coach, and I started playing, I think, that October. So it's kind of been off from there.
Jeremy, what comes up for you about how you started play after being hit by a car while bicycling?
So I was introduced to wheelchair basketball through my rec therapist at a rehabilitation hospital in Nebraska. But similar to Jake's story, once I kind of found out about wheelchair basketball, I kind of did some research and found a team that was close to me, and I reached out to the coaching staff, and then that next fall I was hopping in a wheelchair basketball chair and participating in their practices and all that stuff.
So Jeremy, this is your last season on the team. You hope to represent the U.S. at the 2024 Paris Paralympics. What are your goals?
So, I will be finished with the team this year, but I am attending graduate school at UW-Whitewater right now. I have another year left of graduate school, and then I plan to try to stick around the Whitewater area because it's such a huge hub for adaptive athletics, to where I would still be able to train and partake in scrimmages and games throughout like the week and all that kind of stuff to keep me in shape. But yeah, ultimately the goal is to make a national team for the Paralympics. But
we'll be rooting for you. All the best on tournament play to both of you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Jake Williams, head coach of the men's wheelchair basketball team at UW-Whitewater, his alma mater. Jeremy Meyer, member of the UW-Whitewater wheelchair basketball team. We have a link to tournament site play at WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.